Welcome back to Wine of 40,000 Feet, everybody. I'm Sherry B with
Moby.
And guess what?
What?
It's Pop the Prosecco time.
Woohoo! That means we have 250 listeners.
Yeah, we were supposed to pop it at 200, but we couldn't drink last time.
Right,
and
yeah.
We finally got together to do the honors.
And what a better day to do it than International Flight Attendant Day.
Yeah, that's right? I just found that out.
I know.
Don't you feel like everything is International Day for something these days?
Yes, it is. So I'm happy. It's our day.
And I'm a member of Ebates. I think we talked about Ebates
last
on a different podcast. Yeah. So I used my Ebates checks to buy this Prosecco.
Thank you, Ebates.
Thanks, Ebates.
Thanks for shopping so much, Sherry.
You're welcome.
I also just wanted to give a quick shout out to Jose for being our first guest host. First guest on the last one. He did so good. So many people have complimented him. I was like, where's my compliments? Just kidding.
He hasn't even listened yet. I'm like, Jose, have you listened? No, I'm waiting for my wife. I'm like, have you listened? No, waiting for my wife.
I'd be so curious. I'd be so curious to listen to it.
He hasn't listened to it yet. I know he hasn't because it's been stuck at the same number. So I've stopped asking him because I know he... Jose!
Get on it.
All right, should we do this?
Yeah, let's pop it.
This is a Costco Prosecco. Have you ever had it?
I have not.
It's actually really good. Ooh. I don't know. It's probably...
The label is nice.
You know how Kirkland, they cover up for somebody else that's better?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how fancy this is, but...
Let's call it fancy.
All right.
Okay, pop it here. What a better day to do this, too. It's all raining and gross outside, hey?
It's going to taste so good.
Have a little glass of Prosecco to start the day.
Nothing like a Prosecco after a workout.
Well, good for you. I did a workout with my dog this morning, my puppy, because she ran outside and literally ran around the whole neighborhood. And I was in my rubber boots. In my rubber boots and, like, my pajama pants. And I literally had to chase her around for, like, 10 minutes. She is fast.
Well, she's a puppy.
I know. She's quick, man. Like, but then I started having kind of a panic attack because she started going out, like, into the road area.
Oh, yeah.
And
Mama
was not happy. Roxy! I think the neighbors probably are like, oh, my Lord.
They were like, Jan Arden, where she's like, she lives in Calgary, right?
Yeah.
Apparently she yells at her window, Snowball!
Is that her cat?
Mixie! Yeah, her cats. Where are you?
Well, this is the funny part of that, too, before we do a cheers, is was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, because we had our top, like, bedroom window open. We're in, like, little townhouses. And the cat usually always sits in the windowsill, so I'm sure neighbors can see the ridiculousness of our house with the puppy and the cat at all times. And so we get a knock on the door, and this guy is like, hi, I just noticed your cat is on the roof. Because Dan had taken out the screens because they were doing window washing.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about it, and I opened the window to get some fresh air in there. And yeah, apparently she went out on the roof. So our house is just a chaos. Animal chaos.
It is.
Anyway.
Cheers to chaos.
Cheers to chaos.
And podcasting.
And podcasting.
These aren't real, you know, crystals. Ding. They didn't really, ding. We'll pretend.
Mm-hmm.
They're $1 each from Walmart.
Hey, not bad. Does the trick. That's actually really nice. What is the name? A solo Prosecco. Yeah, I'm in.
And it's like $10.
I like it. Thank you, Ebates.
So there's still money left over from Ebates.
Perfect.
Next, we can put it towards the next bottle of wine.
There you go.
There's this new, not new, but it's like a sparkling Chardonnay type blend called Evolve. It's actually really nice, too.
That would be nice. I like Chardonnay.
I find it harsh.
Okay.
I'm really into the Sauvignon Blanc right now.
Okay. No, I find that too sweet.
Mm. Listen, let me tell you guys how proud I am of myself.
Okay.
I got home after 6 days of flying.
Yes. Okay,
and there was a cold bottle of Sauvignon Blanc in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I got back to working out this week. I literally took the bottle out of the fridge and put it in the wine rack.
Sherry, that's huge.
That's huge.
So you haven't drank anything since you got back?
That's not true.
Like,
only because I wasn't planning on it, but then James was like, oh, let's go for wings.
Yes.
You can't have wings and not have...
Yeah, you can't have, like, a water or a pop with
he
wings.
He did. He had water.
Did he?
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, James.
I had a tanker at the Canadian...
The brew house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that like the giant beer?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it had Strongbow because they have that on tap.
Mm.
And I'm a sucker anytime that's on tap.
Strongbow on tap is amazing.
It's the best, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
So I'm like, damn it. I'm going to have a drink. And I was like, should I? And I was like, of course I'm going to have a drink.
It's hard when it's kind of staring you right in the face, right?
Right? So I had wings and a but only one, so.
Okay, good for you. I, on the other hand, did the red eye three nights ago, and Dan was off work, so I was like, hey, do you want to come to Halifax? I'm doing the red eye. So you fly to Halifax, you're there for 24 hours, and then fly back home again the next day. So yeah, we got into Halifax, had like 3 hours sleep, and he was like, okay, let's go. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because he had so many things that he wanted to do within
He's always like that.
I know. Within that short time frame. He was like, let's go to the museum. Like, all the things that I've never done.
Where is the museum?
It's right down on the wharf.
Oh, I actually have never been down
there. Nobody has. Like, everyone on the crew was like, what? There's a museum? Like, how is it?
Museum of?
It's the Museum of Halifax, basically.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of all about the tall ships. It has some information on the Halifax explosion, which I don't know if you know anything about that.
No.
That was like back in, I actually wrote it down because I couldn't remember the year, 1917.
Oh, and so during the
First World War.
You got it. Hell.
Yeah, girl. Because Dan's like such a history buff too.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, we have to go to the museum and learn all about this. I'm like, all right, sure. Like, we can't just go for beers and seafood? No.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. That's what the crew does regularly. But
anyway. And you're on my pairing?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, let's go do that. So actually it was really interesting. 1917, 2,000 people died. These two ships collided. One of them was carrying explosives. 2,000 people died. 9,000 people, I think, were injured. And like 25,000 people were homeless.
Wow.
After this explosion. It like blew up like all of Halifax.
Crazy.
And Dartmouth. Anyway, and they had a little bit of info on the Titanic there as well. Because when the Titanic sank, it was like right off the shore kind of from Halifax. So they, a lot of the...
I didn't even know it went off there.
I didn't either. There was so much that I learned because it was on its way to New York and it sunk pretty close to Halifax. So there's like 300, I think something like 300 people buried from the Titanic in Halifax. That's
your crazy stuff happens there.
Facts of the day.
Peggy's Cove with that plane... crashed?
Yes.
Whatever year that was.
Yeah, I don't
remember. Was that TWA?
I don't know. That wasn't at the museum, so I'm not sure.
I only know what was in the museum. Yeah.
Just ask me stuff about the museum, Sherry.
Hey, Google.
Alexa. Just kidding.
You could ask Google. Hey, Google. Which airline crashed in Piggy's Cove?
Oh, she doesn't understand. Ugh, I hate that. We always ask Alexa questions, and she never knows.
Useless.
Useless, yeah. I might as well just Google it on my own phone.
Let me guess, since it's Canadian trivia?
Probably.
Google doesn't know?
No comprendo.
You think Google would know that? It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm disappointed in the Google.
Me too. Me too. I barely even use Alexa anymore, except for music.
Yeah, that's really what I use it for.
And then if you ask, I don't know if you have it on your phone or your Google, but if you ask Alexa to ask Gordon Ramsay how your meal was, have you done that before?
No.
You can say, hey, Gordon, how was my steak tonight? And he'll be like, it was absolute crap. So Dan and I use that a lot for the Alexa.
I could try it with James.
Maybe do it with James tonight.
Okay.
If you can find it on yours. Anyway, yeah, so we had a really nice time in Halifax, went to the museum and for beers and whatever else. And
did you maybe have too many beers?
I had quite a few beers. With like a short amount of sleep, right?
Yeah, so it hits you.
It hits you hard because it's day drinking because you got to be, you know,
yeah,
in bed by like
7.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say 8 or 9. You have to be like out of the pub by like
yes.
6.
True.
But yeah, we had a really nice time, so.
And did you have that Caesar like I told you to have the other day?
I did.
Did it help?
It did, yeah, because I got back home and I was feeling the effects and Sherry said, hey, have a Caesar. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. So I had a Caesar, took my dog on a walk, had some puppy snuggles and felt way better.
See, hair of the dog. Helps every time.
It really does.
I'll pull out my new trusty notebook here.
It's nice.
Emilia was getting ticked off and it was ripping pages out of her notebook. So I found myself my own at Marshall's for $4.
Specifically for podcasting.
Yes. Mama loves a good deal.
Yeah, I like that too. So we want to get a new notebook.
I love those Hamilton overnights. I spend way too much money.
Yeah.
But I love Marshall's.
Yeah,
Marshall's and then, is have great. You ever been to that secondhand store that's across the street to Lee's?
No.
They have really good stuff in there.
Like everything?
Yeah, I got a brand new pair of Lucky Jeans. Well, I think they're brand new.
Yeah.
Which are normally $60.
Right.
For
$12.99. Oh.
That's nice. A good deal.
That is a great deal.
I love
them. And if they're a good fit?
They are. I tried them on. I was like, I didn't want to try them on because they're gross. Secondhand stores are gross.
Yeah.
But I did.
The sale was.
Well, I was like, I know it's only $12.99, but if they don't fit well, then what's the point? I'm not going to wear them.
Oh, I have actually, speaking of sales, garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan's parents, their community had the parade of garage sales.
Oh, and Cooper's.
Yeah, so it's when they open up the whole community.
That was last Saturday, right?
It was, yeah. Did you go?
No.
I should have told you to stop by.
Well, I forgot that it was happening.
Yeah.
And I was home.
Oh, yeah. So they opened up their garage, and then his sister brought a bunch of her stuff from their little girls. We brought a bunch of our stuff. Like, we had a ton of stuff. We made $300.
Okay, don't go to the liquor store again.
No, I'm not going to.
Well, get this.
We actually spent probably a lot of that in Halifax because we were like,
well, whatever, right?
Sightseeing, right?
Yeah.
And whatnot. We went for a really nice seafood dinner too.
Where'd you guys go for dinner there?
We went to a place called Shuck, which is a raw bar.
Oh.
So first of all, we went to Stubborn Goat, which is like a little kind of pub on the wharf, and had a bunch of beers there, and met up with the crew. And then we were like, okay, crew, like, we're outie, right? We want to go do our own thing for a little bit. So we went to this really nice restaurant. Dan tried oysters for the first time.
I've never tried oysters.
You should, if you do, go there.
Because it was
like super fresh, and it was like a really mild oyster. So it actually says right on the menu, like, for the person that's never tried oysters, this is a good like entry level oyster. I didn't know there was that, like, such a thing.
I don't know either.
Yeah, but he really liked it. So
like right from the
shell. Yeah.
Is it it looks slimy. Is it slimy?
Is it chewy?
It
is a little bit slimy, but you don't almost, I don't know. The oysters are the weirdest thing because you almost don't really chew it. You kind of just like taste it in your mouth and then let it slide down.
Was that from Pretty Woman when she was trying to open?
No, that was, I think that was like it was in a shell, but it wasn't that oyster.
Was it
like
lobster, a scallop? Maybe? Or
I don't know what it was.
But it was, yeah.
And she's like, ooh, slippery little suckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie. Classic.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, this garage sale was hilarious because then we were like, oh, we'll bring the puppy.
Yeah.
And so
Roxy's super cute, by the way.
Yes. She is pretty adorable. Yeah.
Roxy
so she's
Roller.
Now 14 weeks old. Little puppy. If anyone doesn't remember, she's a Labradoodle, chocolate Labradoodle. Adorable. So we're like, we'll bring her. So we told the girls, hey, you guys should make like a little sign for, you know, people to come up and pet Roxy. So the two girls, the twin girls,
did
are
you charge
seven.
Them for it?
Yeah. They put puppy, they have this sign, puppy snuggles, 25 cents.
Oh, that's
puppy
so cute.
Pictures with the puppy, 25 cents. But it was a really good way to get people to like come up into the yard.
Right.
Right? People were like, oh my gosh, this puppy is so cute. So we actually made 50 cents because nobody else actually paid.
Yeah.
Except for one grandma. There was like a little grandma.
Always the grandma.
Yeah, and her two little granddaughters came over. Oh, I want puppy snuggles. And so grandma's like to Dan, like, here's 50 cents. And Dan's like, you don't actually have to pay 50 cents. She's like, nope, that's what the sign says. So it was pretty cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
But she's right, though.
She is right. You know.
We should post a picture of Roxy on the Instagram page.
Oh, okay, yes.
So people will know what Roxy looks like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Roxy Rolla.
Roxy Rolla.
I made Mo play that last time when I met Roxy.
And now it goes through my head. Now it goes through my head every day.
Well, I asked him, like, how's Roxy Roller? Yeah. That's what her name is.
I love it. I actually love it.
It's perfect, Roxy Roller.
One of the girls on my last crew said, oh, what's your puppy's name? And I said, Roxy. And she's like, oh, that's the best name I've ever heard. She was so excited about it, but she thought I said Yahtzee.
Yahtzee!
Which would also be kind of a great name.
Yeah. My mom, that was like my mom's favorite game.
Was it?
Which is so annoying. You hear like all the dice and then she would play by herself.
Oh, I didn't know you could play by yourself. I guess.
It's like and that and Boggle.
Right. Oh yeah, the clicker.
I don't like loud games.
Right.
Too much for this girl.
Unless it's Chardonnay Go where people
Yeah, but that's
people get loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the game itself.
Right. Actually, you're right, because the one thing, what is it, Taboo, the one where you're like, eh, with the buzzer when someone says something, I don't like that annoying buzzer.
No.
Yeah, it kind of throws me off.
I like laughter. Laughter is always welcome.
Laughter is always welcome.
But annoying, abrasive sounds are never welcome in my in my world.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I got to be a real flight attendant.
You did?
Got to serve hot meals for the very first time.
Oh, you haven't done that yet? Yeah, I just did that too.
I was nervous.
Yeah, me too.
I had to research before I went to work.
Yeah, I did the same thing. How do you work these ovens?
And it's funny though, because I felt we've been serving meals.
Yeah.
Right, and plus. But for some reason, like the hot meal was like, it felt more stressful to me.
Yeah.
Even though the concept was
exactly the same. Yeah.
But it was psychological.
Yeah.
But now that I'm sure you feel the same way. Now that you've done it once, it's like,
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, right? Who cares?
It was stressful, though. First of all, because I didn't have gloves. No gloves.
Oh. Did you wipe your hands in Wavels?
Yes, I did. I used big, giant wipe, like, almost like paper towels.
Yeah, they're just really thick.
Yes. So that was stressful. And then
I guess it was
kind of just the idea of like, I don't want to burn this.
Right? I know.
Like you're not going to, but there's that idea like, oh my gosh, what if this goes sideways?
Or what if it's not cooked through enough?
And exactly.
How are you supposed to know if it's not cooked properly?
Exactly. But when I went around and said, how is it? Because I was actually very curious because I've never tried anything. Everyone was like wooed and awed and really wowed by it. So
I didn't ask anybody. I figure, you know what?
If they don't like it, they'll tell you. Or you'll see that they haven't eaten it.
But everybody ate everything, so. Yeah. But
well, then they
the
liked
steak
it.
Sandwich, I didn't hand out cutlery.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, well, it's a sandwich. But then everybody who had it was like, we have cutlery.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh,
it's
sorry.
It's pretty saucy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it looks, sorry about that.
But yeah, real flight attendant life, right?
Yeah, pad thai, steak sandwich.
Vegetable lasagna.
And that's it, right?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think for us, hot food on an airplane is very new.
Yes.
Loved by our plus guests.
Definitely.
I would have tried the pad thai, but it was all gone.
Yeah, everything was gone in my section too, so we couldn't be little squirrels in the back, like whatever people didn't eat.
Yeah, like we've had the pizza for a while.
Yeah.
But I haven't tried that because it smells.
Delicious?
Yeah. Too delicious to eat.
I can't.
If only you could see the facial expressions, everybody. Or can you sense the sarcasm?
I like to call it cheesy pizza bread rather than pizza because it keeps your expectation low. Anyways, delicious.
Fair enough.
Yes, it's all delicious.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy those brownies are back.
Oh, I am not. Because there's always leftovers.
Yeah, I put them in the freezer.
Well, it's good because you have kids, right? But for me, no, that's bad.
No, my kids don't like them.
They don't?
They're too decadent.
Oh, wow.
They're too rich. They're too, like, Peruvian
healthy.
Because they're more organic, right?
Right.
They're not.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Now I want one.
I can hook you
Pardon
up.
Pardon me for a minute, everyone.
Hook you up, Mo.
Maybe later. Maybe later with a latte.
Yeah. Yes, you like this coffee shop, right?
Oh, this coffee shop is amazing. I popped into Sherry's house. I said, oh my gosh, I need a coffee before the Prosecco happens. And would you like an espresso or would you like a latte? And I'm like, yeah, a latte, please. And it was amazing. I like Sherry's Nespresso. Coffee shop.
Shout out to Nespresso.
Yeah, Nespresso. Delightful.
With the knockoff President's Choice pods.
You can't even tell the difference. But it tastes the same as Nespresso.
The thing is, though, they're really the same price. So you're not getting a deal buying President's Choice. It's just convenient because they're in the grocery store.
Right. Rather than ordering it online.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's convenient, too, because it comes right to your door.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, that's more convenient.
But you still love, like...
But you're already in the grocery store, so...
Well, I know. Like, when we had those overnights in Montreal... That were downtown.
Yeah.
That was like my little routine. I would go walk to Simon's.
Yeah.
And I'd go to the Nespresso boutique and I'd get all the stuff I wanted. And then those overnights are gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ottawa has the boutique as well.
And apparently, I don't even know what that is.
Where is it? it's kind of newish. Like now you can go in, you can order, they have like walls of pods.
Okay.
And you can sample like different coffees and stuff. Yeah, so they just commune because you can just buy them right from the store as opposed to ordering them. And apparently Calgary has one too at Chinook at the Bay because the Bay has boutiques now.
Oh. I've like, I never get to the mall ever. So
I don't really either, but I
don't know what's going on there.
That's what I've heard, that Calgary finally has one.
Okay. Well, we better hit it up.
Maybe you should buy an espresso machine again.
I think I'm going to. Yeah.
They're not that expensive anymore. They're like no. 200. That was well, 200 bucks.
Because before, when many, many moons ago, when I had the espresso machine, it was like very expensive.
Yeah, and but now,
you know, now it's like everybody can have them and afford them, right? So I think I will.
And you know what?
Maybe with my next paycheck.
Yeah. The frother.
Yeah.
I actually bought it, used one off of garage sale.
Oh.
Mine was getting old.
Awesome.
Because if you put...
Someone sold that on garage sale? That's surprising.
Yeah, we're digressing here, but heads up, everybody. If you like eggnog lattes...
Yes.
The eggnog doesn't like the... Or the frother doesn't like the eggnog.
Okay.
It's too heavy.
Too thick?
And then it kind of burns. Like, it tastes good, but it kind of burns the bottom.
Mm. What if you did, like, half eggnog and half milk?
We do. But still...
Oh, still...
The common, it's still heavy.
Okay.
So it kind of ruined the...
Maybe you just have to go to Starbucks for that.
Yeah. But I did keep the old one because it still works.
Okay.
So use that one for the
eggnog specifically.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. I'm coming over at Christmas to have one.
They're really good.
Yeah.
So, and I used to really love the coconut milk.
Mmm. That would be good.
They changed the recipe.
Oh, okay.
And so it's not good anymore.
Not so much.
So I'm disappointed. Disappointed in you, whatever you're so nice or whatever you are. Coconut bliss, I don't know. Not happy.
Oh, I have exciting news, speaking of the International Flight Attendant Day. Because I think last time when we were podcasting with Jose, I was on modified duty.
Yes.
Because I had this ear infection that wouldn't go away. I don't know how far I got into detail with it. But I was off work for like a month and a half. And I was doing modified duties at the airport, helping people check in at the kiosks, and that's about it. But a lot of people have a lot of questions at those kiosks, which is hilarious to me because it's really like a step-by-step thing. But if you're not used to it, like if you've never used it before, it's kind of daunting, right?
So what was like one of the main questions they asked you?
Oh, the main question was, how do I put on my baggage tag?
Well, you know what? Those are tricky.
They are. And they've changed them, actually,
yes.
Because they used to be different. And before, it had like a bright yellow side.
Yeah.
And it would say, number one, peel me.
Yes.
And so you'd peel the one half off. And then it was like, number two, stick here.
Yeah.
So it was quite easy. Easier, anyway. But now, it's even harder because it just has, like, it's all the same color. People don't know where to peel. People don't know what to do. So that literally, I think... Because I was doing like eight and a half hour days of helping people check in. And that was like the number one question that I had. I probably tagged like a million bags in the month that I was there.
Lucky you.
1 million. At least like
Dane Cook, 1,000. 1 million.
Yeah. Yeah, that's maybe an exaggeration.
I guess
it was
Dane
a
Cook's
lot.
1,000.
Yeah.
you probably did tag 1,000 bags.
I might have. No, I for sure I did in that time. Yeah.
For sure you did. That wouldn't take that long to do 1,000 bags.
Yeah. So it was different. I mean, it was kind of nice because I got to be at home and, you know, hang out with the puppy and Dan or whatever. But at the same time, I was like, come on, ear, heel.
Well, that's the frustrating part, right? When you don't know when it's going to happen.
Exactly. Like my ENT, my ear, nose, throat specialist was like, it could be like a week. It could be like a month. It could be 4 months. We'll just have to wait and see. So that's really kind of frustrating when you have no idea when you're going to be back in the sky, right?
Exactly. I've been there before.
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks, luckily. But
3 weeks, yeah. And that's usually, I think, around the time, like talking with other flight attendants the last few days or whatever, they were like, oh, I had the same thing. A lot of people have had it happen.
Yeah.
We have ear issues.
I think it's, with our job, I think it's bound to happen at least once.
For sure.
While you're flying.
Like, definitely.
You get sick and then you push it. And
yeah,
then,
that's what I did.
Like, I'll be fine and then you're not fine. And then,
then you're like laid out for like 2 weeks with like the plague.
And you're poor.
And you're poor. Yeah, to boot, right?
Because it doesn't pay to get sick.
No. No, you got to be healthy.
So... Back to being healthy.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, Prosecco.
I got to ease up on the Prosecco.
Mm-hmm. Only one glass for me.
Today. Yeah. It's because it always hits
it
your
makes
head.
You so, like, giddy.
Oh, maybe it's a good time to play our game.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. So we have this new game. It's not really new, but we're going to do it. Word association. So I'm going to give Mo words.
Yeah.
Or one word at a time. First thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
Your mind. Who wants to go first?
I'll ask you first.
Okay.
Are we going back and forth or are we doing 10 words at it, like all at once?
We can go back and forth.
Let's do back and forth.
Okay.
Because it'll give your mind, it'll give your chance, like give you a chance to think about things. Okay,
you
ready?
Have 10?
Yeah, I got 10.
Okay, me too.
Okay, ready? Giggle.
This is hard. Shit. I mean, that's...
Is that your word?
I want to say laughter, but that sounds stupid. Happy.
Okay.
Handbag.
Oh. Leather.
Okay.
Diaper.
No, thank you.
Your face just said it all. Yeah. I wish that everyone could see Sherry's face right now.
I also wish no, that language does not wear diapers anymore. That's my wish.
Okay.
So, we're trying.
Okay.
Okay. Camping.
Oh, Bailey's.
Oh, interesting.
It's like the first thing that we have in the morning. I sound like an alcoholic with that, but
yeah, no, that
first thing
sense.
In the morning is like coffee and Bailey's, yeah. Right? Bam.
That makes sense.
Captain.
Know it all. Amazon.
Oh. Yay.
That's true. Who doesn't love Amazon?
Right? I don't even know what else to say, but yay, I love Amazon so much. Meat.
Like what kind of meat? We're talking about M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
Meat, like M-E-A-T.
Delicious.
Hmm.
I can never be vegan.
No, me neither.
Summer.
Oh gosh, road trip.
Good one.
Oh, me. Mullet.
Classic.
Yes. I like that.
I love a good mullet.
Don't we all?
There was one just the other day.
Really?
In plus.
Oh, full mullet? Like full? Oh my.
Yeah, it's pretty.
How long?
Not super long, but it was definitely
long enough.
Not like maybe not the traditional mullet you're thinking, but it was definitely in the category of mullet.
Now, okay, so now there's like the new mullet, which
there
is like is like the I was just gonna say the young kids.
No,
I meant like the millennials are kind of bringing back a form of the mullet.
Really?
Yeah. So was it like a younger guy?
No,
like
this guy was like
a hipster mullet.
Maybe, well. No, it was definitely
it
like...
It was like the original?
Yeah.
Okay. Classic.
It's all... Yeah, classic. Netflix.
Oh, gosh. Obsessed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you finish one series, right? And you think you're like good for a little while. And then all of a sudden, either the next season comes up and you're like, oh, now I have to watch a million shows again. Or something else pops up and it says, because you liked this... Now you're going to like this.
You're like, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
And actually, I didn't tell you earlier, but there's a Netflix show called Easy.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I know it's on there, but I haven't watched it.
Oh my gosh. So it's
What's
a bunch
it
of short, it's all like little short stories. It's actually kind of great.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's kind of like, it's pretty R-rated. Like.
I think.
There's some
I know
sex
I put it on my
there.
List.
Put it on your list.
I did put it. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of things on my
You should watch this because I was looking for something different.
Were you feeling
and
easy?
Then I... I was. That should have been my word association. Netflix. Easy.
Chill.
But it's real. Anyway, for anyone listening, it's really good. It's quite, it's different, right? It's kind of unique. So.
Have you watched Shameless yet?
No, I haven't. I feel like I need,
you need...
a lot of time to get
you
into
do.
It. So
just do it.
Yeah, it's on my list too.
Your turn.
Time.
Always late.
Me too. Or were you talking about me?
No, me.
It's like even today. I was late.
I'm always late. Always late. You know why, though? I'll tell you why.
Why?
I don't know if you'll agree. With our job, you can't be late.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You have to be here on time. You got to do this on time.
Yes.
And then in my everyday life, I'm like,
yeah. And it's so true. And I feel like every flight attendant that I know is the same way.
Like, I'm not late at work.
Yeah. No, me neither. Never. I'm never late.
But
ever.
In my everyday life, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So on our baseball team, there's like six flight attendants. Most of them always late. Right? And it's funny, like, not all the time, if anyone's listening. They're going to be like, I'm not late. But, right?
You are.
Or they don't show up. Or it's like, oh, I have to work. I forgot. Or you know. So in your everyday life, I get it, right? Where you kind of, like, are lounging around. You're like, oh, I don't have to really be there this time. Even like today.
Suggestion.
I said I was going to be there at 1, here at 1.
Yeah, and I even said 1-ish.
1-ish. And that's what I do a lot, too. I'll be there around 1-ish.
Yeah.
Which can mean like 1:30 or 2.
And when we met for breakfast that day, we were both late. But we got there at the same time.
Yes. So if you are meeting another flight attendant, it works out great because you know that they're going to be late.
But all of our friends who are not in the industry,
right?
I know it bugs them.
Yes.
Like, why can't you be on time, Sherry?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be consistent.
Yeah.
But I was a week early for a massage.
A week?
So you can never call me late again. I walk in, I was like, just on time.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
For that, what I thought was my massage. Yeah. On Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'm here for a massage at whatever time. Are you sure? I'm like, I think so. Yeah, that's next week.
I'm could they get you in?
No,
could they squeeze you in?
Mother's Day.
Oh, it was on Mother's Day.
I'm like, well, I thought it was weird that I booked yesterday. And
I knew there was free.
I was suspicious. I didn't bother to check the actual date.
That's hilarious.
So I was like, so everybody, I was a week early.
There you go.
So yay me.
Let it be known. Actually, it was funny. I went to, I popped into my work. I used to work at Urban Barn. So mm-hmm. I popped into the one Urban Barn, like up where we live, and saw my old manager who, like, from
still there
20 years ago. Yeah, 20 years ago. And she was still there. And so I instantly was like, oh, Jan? And she said, yes. And she didn't recognize me at first. And then I'm like, it's Maureen. And she goes, oh my gosh, Maureen. And then from there, because Dan was with me, so she proceeded to like tell Dan how I used to be late every day. She remembered everything about me being late all the time for work. And I was like, she goes, oh, like now you're a flight attendant. So I guess like, are you late for that? And I said, actually, no, I'm never late.
Because you can't be late.
And then she goes, oh, well, that makes me feel really like a piece of dirt or something. And I was like, whatever. It was Urban Barn. Like, come on. I was like 20, right?
Yeah.
Ish.
But you still worked there when you were flying.
I did. Well, I worked at a different one and she wasn't the manager.
Okay.
So I was late a couple times when I had that job.
Sorry, I just got in.
Oh, my plane just landed, guys. Sorry.
The plane was late.
Yeah. It is a good excuse.
Not actually. Me. Not me.
They're like, actually, I tracked you on Fly Tracker, and it was early.
That's never right.
No.
Don't trust that.
All right. Go.
Dinner.
Roast beef.
Interesting.
I think because
is that your favorite?
We were talking, Dan and I were talking about it last night, and that's like his jam, right? Mm. He does like a mean roast beef. So he's like, I have to make that again. And I'm like, yes, you do. But we won't have time until now he goes away for 2 weeks. So now I'm going to be craving roast beef for 2 weeks.
Sorry.
I know. Do you want to make it for me?
I could. I don't know if it'll be as good as Dan's. I can get James to make it.
Perfect.
What about prime rib?
Yes.
All right. So again, James to make it.
Perfect. So dinner. We just made dinner plans from that. Thank you. Thank you, Word Association,
See?
For getting me a free dinner.
Are you happy? I James will be happy too. He's like, finally, someone else who likes it. Like, I like it.
You don't
it.
Like prime rib?
I mean, it's okay, but I wouldn't go out of my way to have it.
Okay.
I'll eat it.
I don't make it ever. So if someone offers to like make that or offers their husband to make it, perfect.
It's so funny speaking of prime rib. So my sister-in-law likes her meat like well done.
Okay.
Like, not a trace of pink.
Oh.
So they were visiting from Grand Prairie, and this is a couple Christmases ago, and James is like, I'm going to make prime rib. Anyway, so, like, of course, you don't cook prime rib.
Individually,
or,
like.
Exactly. Like, they don't overcook it.
Right.
And it's not good, right?
Right.
So anyway, so he like, cuts it up and serves it, and I know her really well, so I see her just like, looking at her plate.
Being like, oh gosh.
Because there was a lot of pink in it.
Right.
And I was like.
And there should be, right?
Right. And she's, I'm like, Tracy? Is everything okay? She's like, would you guys be upset if I pan fried it? I'm like, no, go ahead.
Right.
I'm like, I realized after I looked at your plate, you were not going to eat that.
When there's like a speck of blood, maybe, like she probably was like, oh, no.
It was pretty pink.
Yeah. So which is delicious, right? That's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. But for someone that doesn't like that, it's probably...
So she pan fried it.
Yeah.
Till it was cooked to her.
Till it was all curled up in a little meatball.
Yeah. So James is like, okay, so never making prime rib for Tracy again.
Note to self. Is it me?
Yes.
Clown.
Creepy. Yeah. But also... kind of hilarious.
Yeah. And the reason I said that one, because I was watching America's Got Talent. And then they had, like, a quick clip of a clown who was dancing kind of, like, erotically. On America's Got Talent. Like, and I was like, no, this is so wrong in so many ways. So I was like, that's how I got that word in there. I was like, that it just kind of, maybe it stuck with me and I'm a little, like, damaged from watching it.
Well, my sister had this clown.
Yeah.
Like a stuffy.
Okay.
And you turn the nose and it played music.
I had one of those too.
But she, like, my dad ended up burning it because she wouldn't, like, she was attached to it. She wouldn't let it go.
Okay.
And so he just had to just get rid of the clown.
I actually, this just sounds so weird, but I actually got that clown when I was in the hospital, like, when I was, like, 14, and I broke my arm.
Someone gave you a clown.
Someone gave me a super creepy clown from the hospital gift shop, and then you would wind up the back of it, and it would play creepy clown music, and its head would spin, not around, but his head would kind of go back and forth, and it was probably, like, speaking of creepy clowns, it was, like, one of the creepiest things ever. I had it in my room for a while after that, and then one night I was just looking at it, and I'm like, this thing's disgusting. Like, I got to get rid of it. And I threw it in the garbage.
Okay, so you're traumatized from a clown dancing erotically on America's Got Talent, but the dancing, creepy clown from your teen years didn't creep you out?
I don't know. I guess it...
I think it goes way back.
Should I lie down on the couch?
You should. Days off.
Oh, so good. I guess, is that my word?
Yeah.
That's my word. I can't even think of any other word for it, because it's not anything specific.
Never on time.
Yeah, it all goes full circle. So, and that's why it's so good. Everything's just so good when you have time off, right?
Yeah.
You look for, like, you see your days off on the calendar, they're coming up, like, I have a 5-day starting tomorrow, but then after that I have, like, a week off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm actually probably going to pick up work, but...
Yeah.
But the fact is that I have those days off, so it's so good.
You know what you do? Like, I'm getting better at this, but you're like, okay, well, I'm going to work this chunk, and then I'll have these days off, so you start making all these plans.
Yes. Right? Yeah, fill up your calendar. I do that,
like,
all the time.
You get home, you're like...
Yeah, why have I done that?
I have to clean my house, I have to cook, and all this stuff. And James is like, why do you do that?
I know.
So I'm trying to get better about not
I do the
it.
Exact same thing. Because I want to feel like my days off are, like, feel like I want to see friends.
Yeah,
and I
want to
see family, and, right? Like, you feel like you miss out on so much
well,
when
we do,
you're away.
Right?
Yeah. That you like, when you can actually make a plan, it's like, yes, let's do it. Then you get home and you're like, ugh, I want to just hibernate.
Yeah. I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Well, how was work? It was quiet, I guess.
Yeah.
Uneventful. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Uneventful is a good thing. I'll tell you a story about that after our word game.
It's your turn.
Who is it? Dance.
Suck.
You do?
I can't dance.
What? I find that hard to believe. Also hard to believe I've never seen.
Well,
never
okay,
been
you,
dancing.
Yeah, your wedding, at your reception.
Oh, you were totally dancing.
Doesn't
well, I don't
good.
Really remember that.
Doesn't mean I'm good.
I feel like it was good because
I had
you and Cooper
a lot
were
of liquid
down.
Courage.
Okay.
Oh, I keep. Hey, Coop. I keep going to tell Mo that we ran into each other.
Oh, yay!
And Coop has a boyfriend.
No way.
Sorry.
Oh my
it's
god.
Out there now, Mo.
Yay,
all right,
Coop.
Sorry, it's out there. Coop.
Yay, Coop.
Anyway.
A fellow flight attendant.
We need to get together.
That's exciting.
She wants to get together. I think she wants to be on the podcast, which I think would be really fun.
Yes. Please. So, cool. I have another girlfriend that wants to be on too.
So maybe the next one.
Yeah.
Coordinate.
That sounds great. Oh, I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
So no, I don't agree with your word association for yourself. I'm sorry.
And James hates two-stepping with me because I want to be in control. Like, okay. I want to lead.
Right.
But I shouldn't because I'm not very good.
Right. And is he a good dancer?
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So he gets like, just let me lead.
And you're like, nope.
It's weird. Like, I want
your body just can't do it.
Like, even on my wedding, you know, like, usually you go in your dad's arm.
Right.
No.
No.
Nope. I'm like, come on, Dad.
I'm like, no, I eloped.
Yeah. Yeah. But my dad was in my arm.
Okay.
I totally took control.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Control freak. Okay.
That's true. But it was like, I saw the pictures and I was like, oh. I didn't realize.
What about when you and James were dancing at the wedding, like, for your first dance? Were you?
I probably try to let him be in control.
Maybe I don't know what like it is. Through.
I want to be like the lead.
Yeah. See, and when you're dancing with someone else, I'm like more than happy to let them lead, right? I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. So, like, Dan's a pretty good dancer. He's got moves. So I'm like, you can take the lead. But if I'm by myself, I'm like, get out the way. Like, well, yeah. I like to dance.
I need some of that.
Some liquid courage. Ting, ting, ting. Yeah. I get it.
Otherwise, I'm like, or if it's a really good song, and I'm like, I have to dance.
I think you were rocking it.
Oh.
I think you are.
Oh, I was
selling yourself short.
Oh, I was dancing.
But I think you were dancing well too. Like you got beat.
We were all
right?
drunk.
Yeah,
we
that's true. Anyway. Oh, it's me. You go.
Coffee.
Sherry's Coffee Shop.
Your turn.
It's now forever going to be Sherry's Coffee Shop. I'll be like, can I come to Sherry's Coffee Shop today?
That's what Amy says.
You should have a sign on the door.
Bakery/coffee.
Baker. Oh my God. Yeah. 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 Oh, mystery.
Nosy. Gotta know.
Okay. Gotta know what's going on.
Yep.
Find out all the dirt. Yeah.
Yes.
See, and a part of me is like, I don't think I'm nosy, but I... Inquisitive. I guess that's the same thing. It just sounds
different
better.
Nosy, curious.
Yeah.
It's like when a child's a brat. They're just spirited. No, they're a brat.
Yeah, spirited.
They're a brat.
Yeah. I'm just inquisitive, Sherry. Yeah.
I'm nosy.
I like a good mystery, so I want to find out what
exactly.
The deal is.
So you're nosy.
Yeah.
I'm nosy. Sorry. Inquisitive.
Inquisitive/nosy. Depends on the day.
Oh, yeah. So your Facebook.
Soccer.
Inquisitive.
Inquisitive. And no, yeah, it goes back to nosy. Because I'm really on and off the social media.
Yeah, you are.
Right? Like, I'm really either on it, like, 24/7, and the stalker. Probably
catch
stalked
up.
You a bunch of times that you don't know about. Or I'm, like, off it for, you know, a month, 2 months, whatever.
You're not. I wouldn't say you're really on it.
Really? I feel like I am. Maybe I'm just, like, maybe I'm creepily on it and you don't know.
Maybe. But you're okay. But you're not, like, it's not evident.
Right. I'm not constantly posting
stuff,
I guess.
Or commenting or...
Yeah. I like to throw out, like, a like here and there, you know? But not too often.
I just posted that fun thing where, like, you put a word or two about how we met.
I did see that, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do that, but later.
I think it's fun, like, because something you're like, oh, you forget about certain things, right? Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, you had a bunch of comments on that, right? So it was like you posted one word about how you met in that. Is that how you got this idea of word association?
No. I thought of this a while ago.
Oh, okay. I like this.
It's funny. Good.
Yeah.
It's your turn. No. Yeah, it's your turn.
I just have one left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I even chose this. This was like... Anyway, broom.
Hate cleaning. You know that.
Yeah, maybe that's why. That's why it popped in my head subconsciously.
I actually cleaned my floors before you came.
Your floor. Your house looks great. It always looks great when I come
over
here. You
know how... Because I don't like cleaning, but I do it because I'm responsible.
Right.
But also, if I could live in a show home...
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
But I have kids, so that can't happen.
But even without kids, it's like...
No, it's not. It's usually...
Sometimes you just leave something there, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, my host is
like,
actually...
Like, the area where you're at, like, this is Emilia always colors right. and stuff, so it gets cluttery.
Right. But it's I feel like in the kitchen is always a little bit.
There's
always
everybody spends time in the kitchen, right? Exactly. Like, it's the heart of the home.
Yeah. Aw.
It is. Well, that's what they say, right? Yeah. That's why they have those East Coast kitchen parties, because everybody... Mm-hmm. If you think about it, whenever you have a party...
Where does
everybody is always in the kitchen.
It's true. Even if it's like sometimes outdoors, all of a sudden everybody
will
be inside.
Well,
because
you couldn't come to the housewarming because you were at a wedding.
Yeah.
But everybody was still
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
And you're like, get out!
No, it's fine. But like everybody just, I don't know, everybody still hangs out in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, that's where the drinks are too.
Yeah.
So, and the food usually.
Well, the food was outside. I don't know what they were doing on the inside, but I don't even know where I was. I was flitting about. Memes.
Oh. I don't even know what to say for that one. I don't know. I'm literally speechless.
I love memes.
You love memes.
They're hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, yes, that's so me, or that's so somebody. Or like, there's some people like Louise. Our friendship now, because she lives in Vancouver. It's,
right.
I just send her.
Random memes.
Yeah. My friend today, I'm like, yeah, that's how we communicate through funny memes.
It's funny because I've never been, again, back to like the social media thing, never been like a big meme person, but I used to call it the memmy. Like, that's why I don't even know. I was like, oh, the memmy? And people are like, it's meme. But I just found out on my phone how to like get the meme on there.
Oh,
right? To like write in a word and then you can, oh, that's a GIF.
Isn't yeah, because you were,
or a GIF.
Because you did that. But you did that for something. You sent me that funny thing.
Was it for Snoop Dogg? The Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, so I did find a meme.
So I was like, how did you do that?
I did find a meme on my phone, but I made it into my own. I made it into my own meme.
Yeah, is it an app though?
No, it was just on the phone, and then I just edited it, and then I added my own words, so I literally made my own meme without even knowing what I was doing.
But you know what bugs me about some memes? When they're grammatically incorrect.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, really?
I can imagine
like, it was
your,
funny until I'm
your
like...
Your pain.
Nope.
You're just like, delete.
Yeah.
I'm going to delete that meme immediately.
But I just learned how to do those bit emojis.
Like, you
I sent you one today. Yeah. I did yesterday.
Yeah.
It's new for me. So.
I actually had that on my phone before, and then, I just never... I never used it, so I deleted it.
Oh, well, I'll be using them.
I've already gotten like four. It was like there was like sherry with a bottle of Prosecco.
There
was another one and it's like see you soon. Anyway, they're pretty cute.
Yeah, because I already got my first like negative comment on our Instagram page.
What?
With some random.
What does it say?
He's like, oh, that's a really pretty picture of you or whatever. I was like, right? LOL. Like, I know what you're saying.
Rude.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. It's not even a picture. There's always got to be a troll out there.
Whatever.
Right?
It's fine. It's fine. You know who you are.
I just took a deep breath. Like, breathe, Marine. Breathe.
Yeah. You know who you are.
What was our thing? Like, I can't believe that happened? Or what was the...
You just can't make this up.
You just can't make this up. So
you have a good story for that?
I do. I have a funny one. A quick story. So went back to work for my first pairing. This was like a week ago. And I was the lead flight attendant, so like the in charge of the day. And I was actually working, the purser. So I was working with a good friend of mine as well. She was a friend. And Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Give her a shout out.
Was she doing a red eye?
Yeah.
Right, because you did, yeah.
Yeah, we were on
like,
the red
eye. Like, does red eyes, right?
Yeah. Red eye Jedi. So we're up front and, you know, we're waiting for a couple people and we're waiting for their aircraft to get in. So we're holding. We're like 10 minutes late, right? But it happens. It's the last flight of the night. So this guy comes kind of stumbling. Not kind of. He was stumbling down the bridge and walks onto the plane and was like, I could smell rum from like a mile away. And I have horrible sinuses.
Jamaica one.
Yeah. No, not. It was like screechy rum. Mm. Like it was bad.
Moonshine?
Yeah, it was probably moonshine. And I could smell it from a mile away. And he popped on and he could barely walk. He kind of tripped and fell and his bags fell. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And he goes, good. His eyes were like cross-eyed. He's like, I'm good. How are you? Anyway, long story short, I was like, hey, I need to talk to you outside on the bridge. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, how did you get down here? But anyway, I need to talk to you outside of the bridge. So we went and had a chat. Meanwhile, Kelly is watching the whole thing go down. And I say, you know what, we're not going to be able to take you tonight. You've obviously had a lot to drink. And he said, how do you know that? And I said, well, I can smell it on your breath. And you're obviously pretty intoxicated. I said, it's not safe for you to fly and it's not safe for us to have you on board. And he goes, all right. And I'm like, oh, that was easy. And then so I kind of turned to Kelly and I'm like, yes, like that was awesome, right? And then he goes, what's your name? Oh, yeah. Then it took a turn for the worst. He goes, what's your name? And I said, my name is Maureen. It's right here on my name tag. And he said, screw you, Maureen. So at this point, because Kelly saw him getting angry, she went into the flight deck and said to the guys, hey, can you just pop out here, like, to make a presence? Because this guy is getting pretty angry, right?
So they're like, really, perhaps? Level one? Yeah.
So they pop out, and meanwhile, everybody on the plane is, like, waiting, because we've been waiting to leave forever. All the people in the front are, like, kind of, like, looking out and trying to see what's going on. And
Inquisitive.
Inquisitive! Not nosy.
Inquisitive. Spin around.
Yeah, spin around. Back to the captain. Anyway, so, finally the customer service agent comes down and I said, hey, he's not coming with us. She can take you back up to the airport and get you figured out for, like, another flight or whatever tomorrow, because this was late at night. And all he did, literally, was keep yelling, screw you, Maureen, like, probably, like, six times. And
you're like, and made the right choice.
Yeah. And so I turned around and I'm just like, and the pilots are like, what's going on? And I said, I guess he's unhappy with me.
Did you not hear him? Screw me.
Yeah. And so off he went. And then Kelly turned to me and goes, wow, you're mean. Like, you can be mean when you want. Because she's never seen, like, that side of me, right?
I believe that you were like...
that I can be mean.
Well, like, don't take any garbage.
Well, yeah. Right? Like, I'm not taking a... Like, no. He literally was real... Like, he was, like, the drunkest man I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but he was pretty close.
On the airplane.
On the airplane, like, at work, right? So she goes, oh, wow. Because Kelly's on, like, the baseball team with me. I think we worked together, you know, maybe, like, probably, like, 10 years ago, right? When I was, like, new and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I was like, excuse me, sir, can you please not drink anymore? Now I'm like, get off my plane!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not so jaded.
Just
so we're looking for
seasoned.
Seasoned. Backbone.
Backboned. I like that. Now I got a backbone, for sure. Yeah. Anyway, that's my story of the day.
Well, I had the opposite. At all. Anyway, so recently coming back from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Enough said. This lady motions me over. We're not very full, so she's got her legs across the three seats.
Yeah.
No shoes on. Early in the morning, so I'm like leaning in to talk to her, so I don't want to wake up anybody.
Right.
While I'm talking to her, she wants to know. She wants to get off. Backstory. Hamilton, stopping in Calgary.
Okay.
And she's transferring to Edmonton.
Okay.
She booked her flight.
Right.
Okay?
I was like, isn't there a direct Hamilton?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
So she says to me, well, like, can I just get off in Calgary? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, are you supposed to be going somewhere else? And she's like, no, I'm supposed to be going to Edmonton. I'm like... Okay, but if you want to get off in Calgary, why didn't you just book your flight to Calgary?
Yeah.
She's like, well, like, the only flight going to Calgary left, like, an hour later.
What?
Exactly. So I was
what?
Like... So I was like, well, actually, this airplane right now is going to Calgary because this person on this crew actually lives there.
Right.
And they're getting off because they're going home. So this airplane 100% is going to Calgary right now.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't want to go to Edmonton. I'm like, well, why did you book your flight? Like, I'm just like so confused right now.
Yeah.
I mean, as we're having this conversation, her sock foot touches my leg.
Nope.
And I was like,
nope.
That is so gross.
Yes.
Like, yeah. It's so, anyway.
I hate feet more than
so
anything.
So I was like, here's the thing. He said, I'm a flight attendant.
Yeah.
So my job is to get you from A to B. I'm like, that's what I'm doing for you.
Right.
So if you want to get off in Calgary, that's not on me. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because I've done my job.
And did she have bags then? Like,
yeah.
Checked
yeah.
luggage?
Yeah, so I was like, you're going to have to get your...
Right.
Get your bag taken off, so doesn't go to Edmonton, and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, so...
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I started talking to the customer service agent. She was, in fact, just stopping in Calgary. That's why she wanted to go.
What?
So weird.
That is really weird. Maybe it was her first time flying?
I don't know.
I don't... Like, this is my thing, is that I sometimes... I try to understand, like, the backstory of people.
But when you're punching in a flight, it was like, well, you go, where do you want to go?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, like, I try to understand the backstory, but sometimes I'm like, nope, can't do it.
Like, it wasn't like, I get it if circumstances change.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh my God,
yeah,
I need to
whatever,
go to Calgary.
Like, that's
for...
fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case.
Right.
It was just like, she didn't think she could go to Calgary.
It's like, no, it's stopping here. Right?
I'm like, I can't help you. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, this is what I, like,
I'd be like,
only,
I don't think anyone can help you.
Like, I can only direct you to the right person and
right.
help you, like, but I actually can't help
yeah.
you.
And that, to me, like, goes to the point of the service agent, the customer service agents, right? Like, when I was working in the airport, like, we think we see a lot of things.
Oh, no.
But on that side, on that end, because, like, all of the people that we get coming to the airplane, for the most part, are, like, fine. They're happy.
Yeah.
They're not extremely intoxicated, right? But when I was working at the airport there, because I was doing the late shift, ooh, mama, there was a lot of action. There was a lot of people that were, like, denied boarding. There was a lot of people that were, like, one guy was standing in line to get to buy an airplane ticket. He came up to me and said, hey, I want to go to Victoria. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was, like, a little rough around the edges and looked like he had been maybe on drugs or drinking or something. So I said, okay, well, you can get in this line over here. And he said, great. It's like really loud. And then he walked over to the line and then he fell over on the floor because he was so drunk.
Uh-oh.
And then the police came and, like, paramedics, and there was a lot of action, like more action.
So, yeah, we don't see that.
So, yeah, we don't see
thankfully.
That.
I mean, sometimes
you
do. Did.
Like, well, the screw you guy, right?
Yeah.
Like,
but we don't really, like, usually gets stopped before we.
Yeah. Stop. 80% of the time it probably
better.
Gets stopped, right? Like, I think all those customer service agents are really good at their jobs and
yeah.
are, like, able to kind of stop that before they get onto the plane. But the things that don't
like,
get on the plane
oh.
are the craziest things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I was like, what's going on? And everyone was like, oh, it's like a Saturday night. Like, this is normal. I'm
like in a
what?
Hospital, right? Like,
yeah.
ER.
Yes, exactly. Like, it was a totally different world. And I was like, get me back on the airplane, please.
I want to feel safe.
Go to my happy place.
Oh, I was so feeling not safe. The other night, I did a red eye. And I was saying goodnight to Hallie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, three times, she's like, you're going to come back, right?
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, of course. I always will, but you can't promise that. But I was like,
yeah,
of course I'm going to come back. I'll always come back. Anyway, so three times, yeah, I'm kind of... So on my drive, like about 5 minutes into my drive, I was like...
Like, why is she asking that?
Yeah, I'm like, is something going to happen?
Oh, God.
No, but for real, I was like,
yeah.
is something going to happen
right.
in the next 3 days that
right.
I'm not going to make it home?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, it started to kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
Because only because when I was pregnant with Hatley, before I knew I was pregnant with Hatley,
yeah.
Emilia told Ashley, my friend Ashley, my mom's having a baby. Ashley used to be our day home provider.
Right.
So I pick up Emilia. Ashley's like, oh, you're having a baby? And I was like, no. No.
Because nobody knew.
I didn't even know.
Time. Yeah.
The next week, I was like, so remember last week when...
Weird.
I'm like, I guess I am. So because that...
So you're like, do my kids have like a... What's it called? Not a sixth sense,
like
they sort of...
The
like premonition or
yeah.
intuition. Yeah.
So I was like, something's going to happen. Like, it kind of freaked me out.
That would totally freak me out.
First thing I was telling flight attendants about it, and then they're like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And then they're like, now you freaked all of us out.
Right? Thanks a lot, Sherry.
Yeah.
But then James was like, oh, she was asking me the same thing.
Okay.
Like when I was going to work the next day, and I was like, okay. Then I felt better.
Right.
I'm like, it's just, this must be a stage.
Right.
But it did freak me out.
It would freak me out too.
I even told my sister, and she's like, oh, that's really weird.
Yeah. I'd be a little weirded out. I'd be like, why did you say that?
I was like, I'm sorry, I can't come to work. Why? My daughter kept asking me if I was going to make it home, and I'm like, now I'm not sure. So just to avoid all that, yeah. I'm going to have to not go.
They're like, okay.
On the board.
Yeah.
We have a board in our crew scheduling where they have funny stories. The turtle ate my glasses.
Right,
in
the
Hawaii.
Sea turtle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is apparently... It really happened. Well, I mean, it didn't happen, but that was
the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone couldn't come to work because a sea turtle ate their prescription glasses.
Yes, and they couldn't see.
And they couldn't see anything. But then, was that the end, like, the end of that story, did she find her glasses?
Oh,
or is that, like, a wives' tale?
Well, I think she found them because she never lost them.
Right. Oh, so she found them.
I think they were like, well, you need to find your glasses.
And then the sea turtle magically, like, spit them up or something.
But I know that's on the board.
Is it? I'd love to see that board.
Yeah. So anyway, I think my story would be on the board. Sherry's crazy. She should seek psychological help.
She said her child had a premonition she wasn't coming back.
But imagine if that happened, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Ooh. You never know.
That almost is like a movie. Yeah. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, but it did. But now I'm over it. But
okay. Yeah.
It was worth mentioning.
All is well.
All right. Well, I have one really gross story.
Tell it.
When I was going to tell it last time, but we never got a chance. You know, like, some people are just really gross on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, no couth, no clue, no...
Yeah.
They forget. Anyway.
Like, so socks or, like, bare feet up on, like, the armrest and things like that? Is that what you're...
Yeah, but
clipping,
this is...
Clipping toenails.
Okay, well, it's in that genre. Oh,
okay. Sorry, I'll let you do.
So, I'm doing service.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole time that I'm trying to keep a straight face, which I'm sure I didn't, but this guy... had this fingernail in his mouth, and he was, like, chewing on it, like, the whole time that he was talking.
The fingernail off the finger?
But, like, in his mouth, and he's just, like, chewing on it, and I was, like...
Nope.
Trying to, like, keep my composure as I'm asking him what he'd like to drink, whatever, right? Anyway, let's get that all done. We get to where we're going, groom.
No.
Two flights later.
No.
That fingernail was still on the seat somehow.
Oh, my God.
I found it. I'm like...
No!
So someone sat on that fingernail...
For two flights?
For one more flight until...
Oh, Sherry.
It was so gross.
Ew.
Like, I can still see the... In his mouth, like, chewing on...
Okay, I have a weird question that might be, like, too... Rogue fingernail. The question might be too, in-depth or too much... But how big was the fingernail?
It was like a full size, like he
like a full
up,
on
like
a
full,
rip it off.
It was a
I guess enough, like big enough so that you could see it.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh. Oh no.
Between his like his two front teeth. Like,
no. Is that
so
that time
gross.
That you want to almost be like, would you like some floss? Right.
You want some water to wash
or, like,
that down?
Do you want like to take this napkin and get rid of that dirty fingernail in
it
your
was
mouth?
So gross.
That's disgusting.
It still makes my stomach turn.
And that's
about
the thing,
it.
Like, that's where I'm like, you're in public.
Yeah.
Like, you are in full-on public. It's the same thing as, like, driving past someone and they're full-on picking their nose and eating. We just saw that the other day as we were driving, and this guy was picking his nose. He was like a grown man. And then he was eating it. And then our friend, like, rolled down the window and was like, ew! And then he looked and was, like, embarrassed, right?
Yeah.
But as you should be.
Yeah.
You should, like, you're still in a public, even though you're in your car, like, that's still a public space, right? Be aware.
Yeah, it was really gross. And I also was grooming in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture, I don't know if you saw it. It was definitely on social media.
Was that
the panty?
Yes! Yes, I did see
and
that.
I was like, oh, God, I just found panties.
Panties. Like, women's panties.
On the floor.
And speaking
that's just
of that,
hopefully fell out of her bag.
Well, I don't think so. Like, that happens a lot because even another flight attendant that I know, he posted on social media and it was a pair of like men's underwear, but they were like the tidy whiteys.
Who?
Yeah. And they were in the seat pocket and they were like not clean. Do you know what I'm saying?
He had an accident?
They were not clean. And they were like a man's underwear. Like it was men's underwear.
Why don't you just throw it in the garbage in the washer?
Throw it in the garbage. Right? That's when you almost, yeah, that's, it was too much. Too much. So the glamour of International Flight Attendant Day.
Yeah, oh so glamorous.
It's oh so glamorous. The glamour is all around.
Don't be jealous. But if it wasn't for this job, we wouldn't have such interesting stories.
Exactly, yeah. And I love it. Like I did when I was at the airport, you know, I did miss flying. I would see like flight attendants and
what
pilots. Happens? Yeah, I'd
be the flight attendants
and pilots walk by. I'd be like, oh, hi guys, where are you going? Right? Like even if I didn't know them, I'd be like, where are you going? Take me with you. But all the other airport staff were like awesome. Like, and now it's kind of fun because I've seen probably about like six of them in the last couple of pairings that I've been at work. And they're like, Marine, oh my gosh, Mo, right? Yeah. They're like, you're back flying. So it's actually pretty exciting. So thank you, International Flight Attendant Day.
Yeah, we missed the cupcakes at work though today.
We did. Ah, whatever. We got Prosecco and lattes.
They don't.
Prosecco and lattes. They don't have that.
No. They probably have lattes, but they don't have, well, they have Prosecco. They just can't drink it. Yeah,
it's in their bag for later. Just kidding.
It's not.
Just jokes.
Okay, well, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right. You want to do the high-lows?
Yeah. So, actually, I pretty much just did my high, is that I'm back to work, right? That's, for me, it's like so frustrating when you're like, when can I go back? Am I going to go back? This is my career. Like, what am I going to do if my ear doesn't heal? So for me to be back at work is pretty amazing. So that's definitely my high of like, not just the week, but like the month. And my low point would be actually probably saying goodbye to everyone at the airport. It was like, I became Facebook friends with like some really great people. I did. I met like besties at the airport.
She'll be greeting you later.
Yeah. Teresa. But I did. I met some really, really great people. So, and it was kind of fun because you go to work and then they know your story.
Yeah.
You don't have to give the same story every time you go in, right? Like this is...
Which is, where are you from?
Yeah.
What did you do before you came here?
Yeah. All of the
above. Are you married? Do you have kids?
Kids.
Oh, where do you live?
Yes. Where do you live? How long have you been here? What did you do before? Like all of the stuff, right? It's so nice to be able to actually just be like, hey, oh, how was your night?
Yeah.
You went out for dinner. How was it, right?
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So that's kind of in the same category, my high point, low point. So goodbye to all my airport people.
Okay, well, my high is that I do love working out.
Yeah.
And I love Beachbody. I am not a coach. I just like Beachbody. But there's this new workout, the 80-Day Obsession, which is kind of like their new one, Autumn Calabrese. There's like a mini Obsessed, which kind of leads you up to the 80-Day Obsession.
Okay.
So I've been doing that this week, and it's such
hardcore.
A great... I wouldn't say it's any more hardcore really than the 21-Day Fix. It's just different. So I've done the 21-Day Fix several times.
Do you do this in your house or at the gym?
Well, at home... When I'm at home,
yeah.
And then at the gym.
So whenever.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I went to the gym at the Sheraton in Toronto.
Yeah.
Anyway, I walk in. I've never seen that gym so busy.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I walk in, I was like, oh, so frustrating.
It's all the weights little. Are
being, I don't like sharing
it's
weights.
It's quite a little gym,
it is
too,
little,
though.
But I don't like sharing weights.
Yeah.
And this workout needs like three different sets of weights, or whatever. So I literally walked in. I was like, oh, great. I'm not going to stay.
Yeah.
So I went back to my room and just did a workout there. But anyway, so this workout's great. I'm really enjoying it. So I'm looking forward to starting the 80-Day Obsession, which will take me longer than 80 days.
Does that mean no booze?
Come on. I had a tanker of cider on day three.
Right.
I think you have to be realistic, right? I think
right.
It's just a matter of just eating better
right.
And limiting.
Mm-hmm. Limiting
kind of
stuff. Yes.
Right?
Understandably so.
So... That's my plan.
Good for 80, you.
20.
Yeah.
So 80.
80
mostly
workout?
80. No, like.
Like 80 good
80,
stuff, 20 bad
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Right? Because you have to live.
Yeah, it's true.
But I just realized as we're getting older, I'm like, I can't eat what I want to eat. I can't drink what I want to drink without seeing negative results.
Right.
Just, we're getting old. It's realistic. So that's like my high.
Monday at 35.
It's kind of true, though.
Downhill.
I feel like...
It's just your body's, like, metabolism, I think, too, right? Like, it's... Your body's like, nope.
We're not 20 anymore.
Exactly.
Right? So, anyway, I'm back at it.
Good for you.
I'm really enjoying these new workouts.
Yeah. Good.
So I feel accomplished. I worked out today, cleaned my floors, had a shower.
Yeah.
All by 1 o'clock.
That's awesome.
So I feel like, and James brought me breakfast in bed this morning and coffee.
Oh, good man.
Yeah. Well done. Scrambled eggs too soon, Dan?
Too soon. Too soon. Still getting heck.
And my low is a low low.
Okay.
I already warned you about this.
Yeah.
So today marks the three year anniversary that our nephew, my sister's little guy, Rocky, died 3 years ago. He was 5. It's always a low.
Of course.
A low day.
Yeah.
So.
But it's nice to actually, commemorate it and think about it and sort of reflect on it, right?
Last year, to flip it to something really happy, because Amelia and Nicholas were super tight.
Yeah.
Last year on the 31st, she learned how to ride her bike without training wheels.
Yay.
And he was really into all that kind of stuff. And he was without training wheels when he was 4. And she was almost 6. So it was it was fun that he would have been so proud of her that she was finally without training wheels, and she did it on his anniversary. So
that's so sweet.
It was, so I don't know what we're going to do today. We'll do something special when she comes home.
Totally.
But yeah, so that's the low.
Yeah.
It's always a sad turn of events. But
for sure. But that's also life, right? It's not all
puppies and kittens.
Puppies and sometimes there's puppies. But it's all, that's life. There's ups and downs and there's highs and lows, and you just have to.
And you can't appreciate the ups without the downs, right?
For sure. Definitely. So. Yeah. Well, we'll give it cheers. Let's give a cheers.
Here's to Nicholas.
Here's to Nicholas.
We have empty glasses.
Yeah, that's okay.
I have a swallow left. All right, everybody. So thanks for getting us to our 250 listeners. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Tell your friends. Tell your, not my family, but your family.
And we'll put a picture of Roxy. Cute Roxy Roller
Roxy.
Up on the page there for everyone to oogle and ogle.
She's so cute. She is. All right. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, talk to you soon.